So, listen to what he says. Filled with the knowledge of his will, walking in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And what is this? This is a request. This is a request, listen, for the supreme desire of life, to know God. You're praying for that son or that daughter to know the Lord. Well, let me just say this to you, mom and dad, grandparents. You want your children or your grandchildren to know the Lord, then you know what they're going to do? They're going to look at you and find out what you know. If you just say to your children or your grandchildren, well, go read the Bible, forget it. They need to see you. They need to hear you. Have your children ever seen you read the Bible? Oh, they know I go to church, has nothing to do with it. Have they seen you open the Word of God? Have they heard you read the Word of God aloud? Have they heard you talking about the Lord? Have they seen you in any form or fashion doing something that would be very evident that this was something that maybe God had told you to do, or you were reading the Scriptures and you were trying to learn something? Because you see, listen to what he says. He says, increasing in the knowledge of God. You know what that means? It means you're learning more and more, increasing. Something's going on, and it's not staying the same. And I think about how many people go to church week after week and listen to sermons, whatever the sermon may be. And they don't go with an idea to learn something about God. And this is why the most gratifying thing to me as a pastor of this church is you have to look around, and it may be because some guest comes and does not have a Bible with them, I understand that, but you'll have to go a long ways to find anybody who's a member of this fellowship who comes without a Bible. Why? Because we all come to learn. Why am I studying every week? I want to learn something. I'm always searching to seek and seeking for God to show me something maybe I've missed, or something, some depth of understanding. And you see, what's happening is this. When you are growing in the Lord, your intimate relationship with Him is growing. When you first get married, a lot of things may be physical in your relationships, but the more you live with each other, the more you love each other, the more you understand, the more you get to know about the other person, the more that which is physical becomes intimate and spiritual in a relationship of depth that you did not have when you first got married. The same thing is true in the Christian life. It's growing. It's developing a yearning in your heart. And that's what he's saying. Listen, he says increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, let's say, for example, that you go to one of your children or grandchildren or someone else, and you say to them, I really want you to grow in the Lord. And they said, okay, if my grandson or granddaughter said to me, okay, Gimps, how do I grow in the Lord? I better have an answer. Just to tell somebody. And I think oftentimes, not being critical of anybody, but oftentimes a lot of sermons are do this, do that, and do the other, and nobody ever tells folks how to do it. This is why I say bring your notebook, and if I say this is what we ought to do, then I'm going to ask God to show me how to show you how to bring that to pass. So if someone said to you, well, I want to grow in the Lord, just tell me how to grow in the Lord, most people would say, well, you need to go to church. You can go to church and not grow in the Lord. In other words, sitting in the pew does not make you a godly person. And I was thinking the other day, and I take all these vitamins and just gobs of them, and sometimes I get tired of it, and I'm sitting there the other day looking and thinking, you know, I could sit here and look at these. If I don't take them, they're not going to do me a bit of good. And you know what? You can have one of these. You can have NASB, New King James, Old King James, NIV, Good News, you name it. And you know what? If you don't open it up and read it, not going to do you a bit of good. In other words, the leather is fine, but that's not the issue. In other words, the issue is not how beautiful this is. The issue is how dirty you want to get it. Once in a while, somebody says to me, well, this is a, well, I can usually tell when the person's been reading it or not. Now, don't let that bother you. But somebody walks up to me and says, I want you to sign my Bible. I can tell whether they read it or not. Because if the pages aren't even separated, nobody's been reading the Bible. Now, I know some of you will never show me your Bible. I understand that. Listen, the dirtier it gets, the whiter you ought to get on the inside of your heart, clean and pure before Almighty God. But back to the question, how do you answer them when they say, well, how do I grow? Number one, studying the Word of God. You only will learn, listen, because what are you looking for? You're looking to understand the ways of God. How does He think? How does he operate? What does he promise? What happens when you obey him? What happens when you don't obey him? Why does he do this? Why does he not do that? You're learning the ways of God, which is one of the most exciting things in life to me. First of all, so you say, study the Word of God. Secondly, apply what you learn. And it's one thing to study it. It's something else to apply it. You see, if you go to church and you don't have an intention of making a difference in your life, you're not going to bring in a notebook. You're not going to bring a pencil and pad. You're just going to sit there and say, thank you very much. And you can go out and you can tell the pastor what a fantastic, not talking about me now. You can go out and tell your pastor what a fantastic sermon he's preached. I guarantee you, if he asked you an hour later, you'd say, Well, Pastor, it was a fantastic sermon. Don't remember a word of it, not one word. Now, every once in a while, I ask somebody, they say, well, last week that was fantastic. I say, well, and don't tell me that unless you expect this answer. Well, what do you remember? This is the Word of God. Listen, if God walked down here and spoke this in audible terms, it wouldn't be any difference. It's the Word of God. And so if somebody says, well, how do I grow? First of all, you study the Word of God, and secondly, you apply it to your heart. You say, well, I don't know how to do that. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us. You have Him on the inside of you. He will teach you the truth. The third thing is this. What's the first thing? Study the Word. What would the third thing naturally be? You're going to observe the consequences. If you don't observe the consequences of obedience, you will not learn the ways of God, because we can all make a mistake. And so if God says to do this and I do it, then I say, well, when I obey Him here, this is what He does. If He says something over here and I say, well, I know that's what He says, but, you know, and I don't do it, then if I observe the consequences, I think, boy, that was not a smart idea at all. It's the fact that in the society in which you and I live, nobody wants to talk about consequences. That's why they propagate immorality, propagate ungodly living, because nobody wants to deal with consequences. There are consequences to every action, either good or bad. And so if I'm going to help somebody grow in the Lord, I have to tell them how. That is, you study the Word of God. What's the second one? Apply it. And what's the third? You observe the consequences. Absolutely essential.